It's gratifying when someone enjoys a recommendation we've made. Each episode, we will pair what's in our glass with hot takes on self-care, parenting, work, and new adventures. Join us on everything from Texas wine to Generation Alpha parenting. Welcome to A Glass and Sass. I'm Neely.
And I'm Dawn.
Hey, Dawn, what's in our glass?
Today in our glass is Dreaming Tree Wine. It's a Cabernet Sauvignon, and it is from Dave Matthews of the Dave Matthews Band.
Woohoo!
Woo, woo, woo!
So, what do you think?
It is a very yummy cab. You know, right? I like my cabs. This is very tasty.
Friendly.
Go ahead with your bad self, Dave Matthews.
I know, right? I was pleasantly surprised when we decided to find some musicians with wines. I didn't know that Dave Matthews had a wine, so.
I did not either. I mean, he joins a lot of people.
I know. I found some things out, but also, I guess I didn't expect it to be good. I had low expectations.
Well, at the price point of $10.97 at Total Wine, I mean.
I know. I was like, oh, okay, well, we'll see. That's kind of what I thought when I picked it up. I was like, well, we'll see.
But guys, this is a yummy $10.97 cab.
Yeah, it's like friendly. It's nothing, I don't know. It's nothing like, I guess, super spectacular that would stand out, but it's not.
It's not overly tannic.
You can
it's
drink
not
it
jammy.
By itself.
It's like that happy minimum, that happy medium in between
two,
right? In between the two, where it's not, like I said, like I do like a jammy cab. This doesn't give me jam, but it also doesn't give me like that tannic, like overly like dry of the tongue either. It's like that happy balance between the two. Like it's that perfect medium. So I think
Agreed. If
you don't like a jammy cab and you also don't like the, like we had with Wade's, like where it was
the
all.
The slate or whatever
yeah,
it was.
Where it was all dry. Well, not even the slate. Wade's was like that too, where it like dried out the tongue.
Yeah.
Was it number three or whatever it was called?
This is
in between the two. So it's
Agreed.
In between. I would say it's in between
James
Wade's
Harden.
And Harden's.
Yeah.
As far as cabs go.
I think that's a good assessment. So.
But I would buy it.
According to the winemaker, Grayson Stewart, the way he describes this wine is big and bold, and a great representation of a classic California cab. This wine is full of character and full of body, rich flavors of blackberry and plum with a touch of toasty oak. This is a Cabernet you won't. Sorry, people. This is a Cabernet you. Do you see what I wrote?
Yeah, I don't know. You were definitely feeling wonderful.
I think I started a voice note.
So this is a Cabernet you want to.
I know what it says. Hold on. It's kind of funny what I voice noted in there, though. It is a Cabernet you won't want to keep to yourself, is what it should say.
Oh. Okay.
So.
Okay.
Yeah, I agree. It's one of those shareable.
It is.
Friendly and not expensive.
No, cabs. Not at all. You know what I get?
What? After you read the note, now you have
no.
More,
well, I mean, I did
notes.
Read the note. I did. Yes, I did. After you read the note, yes. Okay, toasty oak. I don't know that I get toasty oak. What I get is like a light tobacco, like not like.
Okay, I
not
can,
like cigar. Like I don't know. Like I don't know.
I agree with you.
That's what I'm getting off of. Like I don't get the oak. Like when you said oak, I was like I get more of like a tobacco.
Or what are the places called that you go smoke cigars?
Cigar bar.
Yeah, but it's called
humidor?
A humidor.
Well,
I get like
store the
like the humidor.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I don't know if you can put that into a taste.
Yeah, I mean the smell of the cigars inside the humidor.
Yeah.
The feeling that you would or how
but
you would think it would taste.
But it's not overly.
No,
because
no,
I think
light.
When you get a lot of that, it's like okay.
That's when your tongue gets dry.
I didn't want to drink cigars tonight.
It didn't seem like that would be on my to-do
so,
list.
So I thought it was cool. I kind of suggested we do the artist wine, the musical artist wine, because we're going to talk about the Grammys in a little bit. But it was very interesting to see all the artists that have wines.
Yes, there's a lot of
so
them.
So we should go over those. Another person who has it, who seems to be doing really well, and I think he owns the winery too,
mm-hmm.
part in part, is Zach Brown. So Zach Brown has Z. Alexander Brown Wines. They're in Northern California. He's a country star. He's owned a restaurant prior to starting his band and is a longtime wine enthusiast. He and his winemaker partner, John Killebrew, released their first two vintages in January of 2016. So they've been doing it for
a little minute. Yeah.
But we've had theirs now a couple times, and they're good. They're really good.
They are really good. And then, of course, the one who we're drinking today, Dave Matthews of Benham Vineyards in Virginia. Matthews originally purchased the land that Benham Vineyards resides on in 1999 to preserve the historic nature of the site. After restoring the farm and vineyards and bringing them up to organic growing standards, Matthews handed the vineyard management to his verticulturist, that word always jacks me up.
Viticulturist.
There you go. Brother, but still acts as an owner of the vineyards and winery.
I think it's cool that his is in Virginia,
mm-hmm.
which people don't think about Virginia having wines, but they do.
Yep, just so, like North Carolina.
Yeah, that's cool. And then one of our faves, Mary J. Blige. So
I love all of her wines.
I mean, guys, at this point, we've shouted her out like how many times?
I don't know.
Yeah. So she has Sun Goddess Wines. They are Italian. And here I go butchering the name. Friuli?
Yep, Friuli.
Venenense? Mm-hmm.
Gilia.
Okay, so you guys are going to go search that for us.
Yep, go check it up. It's in Italy. Mm-hmm.
But Sun Goddess features bold, crisp, and rich flavors. The collection has four very drinkable varieties, an Italian Pinot Grigio.
Delicious.
Romato. It's a rosé. And then you have Sauvignon Blanc.
Wonderful.
Merlot.
I have not tried the Merlot, guys. That's next on my list.
Prosecco.
Amazing.
The Sun Goddess name harkens back to Blige's own childhood memories with her mother and an endless love for the warmth and energy of the sun.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
I love that.
Stacy Ann Ferguson has Ferguson Crest Winery in California. In 2006, Fergie and her viticulturist father, Pat. Isn't it crazy how many artists have viticulturists?
Like wine professionals in their family? Yeah, yeah. That's kind of a theme too.
Yeah. Founded Ferguson Crest in the Santa Ynez Valley. All the people in California probably know what I'm talking
about. They're
screaming
at us.
But it's Y-N-E-Z. With the help of winemaker Joey Tensley.
Yay! And then Luis Miguel has Viticicaro, maybe?
Guys, we're butchering all of this,
so
and we apologize.
So he's has a Chilean wine, which I've actually heard about this. I don't know where I heard about this, but I heard it's good. A collaboration with a Chilean winemaker, Aurelio Montes de Campo, the Puerto Rican-born Mexican singer and icon in Latin America, is widely regarded by many as the most successful artist in Latin American history. And decided to get some wine.
Hmm.
Which is cool that he chose Chile, so.
Right.
And I thought this one was funny.
Little John has Little Jonathan Winery.
Isn't that funny?
That is very funny.
I was like, what?
Right? Little John. Okay, I'm going to have to like Google where we can buy some of that. Produced from a partnership with winemaker Allison Crow, the idea for the partnership came about because the rapper had been making his own wine to serve at his parties as a small hobby. Wow. Why can I not see that? Like, I'm like,
can you imagine your part? He serves you wine. It's like, delicious. Either, where'd you get this? He's like, I made it.
Right?
In my basement.
Right?
All right. Another one that we've had before. John Legend, Raymond Vineyard, LVE Collection in California. So Legend's collaboration with Raymond Vineyards has produced the LVE Legend Vineyard Exclusives, is what that stands for, collection. It's made from grapes sourced from Napa Valley. So he has a couple different ones. I like his too. Rosé was really good.
It was. And last but not least, we have Jay-Z, Armando de Brignac. France. I'm pretty sure it's probably Brino or something like that in Armand. Right. Armand du Brino. Right. France.
I think that was better.
Yeah, I think that was better too with my French accent. The hip-hop giant catapulted the brand into the spotlight in the 2006 music video, Show Me What You Got, produced by the Cartier family, who founded their champagne house in 1763. And owned in part by Sean Carter, a.k.a. Jay-Z, the champagne has become a favorite among celebrities.
Yeah, they're the ones that have the... He has the... It's a gold... It's gold and has the Ace of Spades, I think.
On the front. So his is probably pricey, huh?
Girl.
Coming from France and actually being called champagne.
Yeah, it was. His was. It was one of those higher price points, so...
That'll be a special occasion try.
So, pretty cool how many... And that was only... 8, and there are way more. Oh, musicians. Well, yeah,
because remember the one that I had? I told you the John Bon Jovi one.
Yep,
there, he has one.
I
and his looking. Is really good. His is a rosé. Him and his son started theirs, and it's a rosé, and it was really delicious, really, really good.
So John Bon Jovi is another one.
Yeah,
but there were so many. I'm like, we're gonna have to narrow this down, or we're gonna be naming names for
the whole show.
Yes, girl.
And then y'all are gonna be like, well, how do they taste? And we're gonna be like. I don't know.
Go we'll try them yourself.
You know. I mean, we can tell you Mary's was good, and we can tell you John Bon Jovi's is good, and John Legend's.
Absolutely. And now Dave Matthews.
And now Dave Matthews in the house.
Yeah, try Dave Matthews, guys. It was good.
Oh,
good
and price Snoop's Cali Red is good.
Snoop's in there, of course. We've done him before.
And his sparkling is pretty good. Don't get the rosé, though, guys.
The rosé was like, no.
Yeah. His Sauvignon Blanc was pretty good, too.
Yep. Agreed.
Okay, well, in honor of the Grammys and our wine from Artiste, we are going to say adieu and get into a little bit of
Grammy sass.
Disclaimer, neither Dawn nor Neely are sommeliers or experts of any kind when it comes to wine.
We hold no degree, no certification, no professional experience in wine.
The sass expressed in this program is that of Dawn and Neely and do not necessarily reflect the views or positions of any entities they mention or represent.
Welcome back to our sass. And guess what, guys? For this lovely bonus episode, we are going to be discussing the Grammys, which is happening on...
It is this Sunday, February 4th at 5 p.m. Pacific and 8 p.m. Eastern. If you're in Texas, it'll be 7 o'clock.
What? So I'm going to be honest. I don't know the last time that I watched the Grammys and... It was probably college era.
Sure.
Maybe grad school era. Right. Like early 2000s. And then it's like it fell off. And then every now and then I'd be like, oh, the Grammys are on. And I'd watch like a few things. And I'm like, not interested.
Or you start watching and it becomes 11 o'clock and you're like, I'm going to bed.
Mm-hmm.
Like halfway through.
Exactly.
Because they're so long.
Very long.
But...
So in honor of our music wine, we decided we would give a bonus episode of the Grammys and give our take on the ballots and who's nominated and who we feel should win but probably won't win.
Will and won't win. So basically we're going to talk trash.
Pretty much. You're going to get, two glasses of wine in, maybe three. I'm not going to tell on myself. And it may or may not be honest or not honest. I don't know. Depends on how I'm feeling when we get to whatever category we're going to talk about.
So we'll talk about, we're going to talk roughly 15. I'm going to throw in 16 category because I'd like to talk about comedy. Okay. But That is a very short amount of awards because there's 94 total.
Good googly moogly. But they don't film all of them.
They don't film them all. No.
Which is so sad.
Girl, 94? We would be watching TV till 7 a.m.
That's what, like, streaming's for. And you can go back and watch it later. You don't have to watch it.
Can you imagine all those people still sitting in the audience 12 hours later?
I'd be dying.
I think they should make them do it just for...
Right. So just for the camaraderie and to make them support each other.
People slowly start doing, like, an Irish exit. They're just like...
Then they wouldn't need to have the parties after.
They fade into the bush like the Simpsons.
Right. But then they wouldn't need to have the parties after.
That's true. They should just film the party. That would be interesting. All right, so Miss Dawn, hold on. You said something funny earlier about getting for Christmas a record, but you got the wrong record.
Yes, and so now it's so funny. So, guys, so I got...
We were talking about Prince.
We were talking about Prince and how he got snubbed on so many different Grammys, which, wow, I did not know.
I know. Okay, listen. Okay, you guys, Purple you have Rain, to... I know. All, like, if when you have a bored, I'm bored as heck moment, Google or go to YouTube and just look up Grammy controversies. I was literally insulted for like 10 minutes straight. I'm like, what happened? Oh my gosh, they didn't win over this person. This didn't happen. The Grammys really, I can see why people think they're so controversial.
And people are choosing not to go to them.
And watch them and even respect the opinion of the Grammys.
Exactly.
It's not good, but... Here we are.
Here we are. Yes. And so, yeah. So while she was talking about the snubbery. The snubbery of it all. I had earlier told the story of how I'd gotten a Prince, the Greatest Hits Prince album, because I got a record player for Christmas. And when my Prince album came, I was super duper excited, only to open the box and it was SZA. And I was like... So don't know how these got confused.
Yeah.
But that's what I wanted.
They both play the guitar.
Okay. I mean, I guess.
They both are like R&B.
I mean, okay.
Whoever mistakenly grabbed SZA
was this is Prince.
Yeah, like, they're like in the same category.
All documentation in the box was your Prince. This is your Prince gift receipt. This is the Prince Hits 2 album. And I'm like, yes. And I'm like looking at the things and then I'm like, but that says SZA. And I was like,
it's
I lifted it up thinking maybe I got like two, and no, it was just SZA. It came from Amazon.
And it's funny because Amazon very rarely like messes up that blatantly. I mean, that's a pretty blatant mess up. Like, you order one record and you get a completely different artist.
Right. And then it was funny because I was like, well, I'm going to send it back. And, you know, and I'm just going to, you know, because, you know, sometimes they're like, do you want to return or you want to exchange? How can we make this right? They didn't ask any of that. I was like, okay. Wrong item. And they were like, take it here. And I'm like, okay. So, guys, that was December 26th. I took it to UPS and I just got my refund yesterday.
Hold on, but did you get your Prince record?
I did. Because
which record were you wanting to get?
I wanted the hits. So it's like the greatest hits of Prince.
Okay, gotcha.
And so I kept getting, like, I was following it because I'm that person. And I'm like, ooh, but this is such a great deal. And then it was like, there's one remaining. And I'm like, do I buy it or do I wait for my credit? And I was like, I'll just go ahead and buy it. And then it's not like I don't spend money on Amazon. So why I was sitting there like,
watching for a $2 difference.
I want my money. Yeah. You know, I went on and bought it. And so my Prince album came in literally like the next week and I still didn't have my credit. And so now after looking at all the nominations, I was like, well, shit, maybe I should have kept SZA and just brought my...
Girl, now you're like on YouTube watching the videos like, crap, I should have just kept the record.
Right? And I'm I wonder what the overall the under was good. On the
I
continent.
Have a feeling though, I have a feeling you probably would have liked that album. I've been like, fine, I'll keep this one too.
I probably would have, but I was like, this isn't what I ordered. I was in that mode. You know, when you're in a mode, you're not even thinking.
They didn't send me what I wanted.
Exactly. So I have to send it back because this is bullcrap.
Okay.
So that's where we are, and that's what happens. That's my funny story, guys, and y'all might not find it funny, but it was funny to us. So we shared it.
Super fun.
Yes. So That was
my... Okay, I have a one-off question before we get started on our ballots.
Okay.
Was there any musical artist, they don't have to be new, they could be old, that you just never listened to before, or maybe they are new and you're like, oh, I really like that person. Anybody like that this past year for you?
So funny that you asked that.
It's not funny. It's serious.
Okay, I'm sorry.
I'm just
serious
kidding.
That you asked that. So I got opened, and I will say thanks to the Honeyland Experience.
Yes.
And their playlist, yes, and all of their artists.
Yes, sir.
I would not have known about Coco Jones, who I love.
Yes. She was really, her voice is so, it's like, she gives me Aaliyah vibes.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm. But mm-hmm. not, no offense, Coco Jones, if you ever listen to this, but not all the swag of Aaliyah, but like same vein.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. I loved her. And then I also love like Tim's. Like now it's so funny when I'm working.
Tim's, yeah. I'm like, sorry, she was nominated actually a lot. Probably in other categories.
And I'll be jamming out. I'm like, boop, 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 boop.
But you know what? She's very relaxing. Like to me, she's relaxing. And when they put her on the show, she was one of the night acts. And I was like, ooh, that placement was tough for me.
Mm.
Like, I think she should have been, like, daytime. Like, you know, it's just, she's a vibe.
She is a whole vibe.
But her artistry is amazing.
And then the other one that I liked from there was Summer Walker. I actually ended up getting her album for my record player, too. Summer Walker.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. No.
I did. I like Summer Walker.
Hot take. I vote no on that.
I did like me some Summer Walker.
I did not really... I was not excited about Summer Walker.
So I was not excited about her performance. But if you listen to the lyrics in her song...
I tried.
I liked them.
Okay. Liked them. I'll give it to you.
And then the other one, the Bailey twin.
Oh, yeah. Oh. Listen.
What's her first? I can't. So there's Haley, but that's the actress.
They should have made her like a part headliner.
But who was her? What was her first?
Chloe.
Chloe. There you go. Chloe.
She did a great job.
Awesome.
Yeah. Chloe Bailey. Yeah. I think she should have.
Was she nominated for anything?
I don't know. I mean, we could Google that real quick, probably. Yeah. Yeah, but I feel like Honeyland did really turn us on to some good musical artists. My favorite, who now I'm like, well, I was late to the game, but now I'm here, so better late than never. Miguel.
Oh, you didn't know who Miguel was?
I mean, we knew the TikTok song, but I never listened to him. And I guess where I never made the connection is he's a songwriter, and I really like songwriters.
Mm-hmm.
So, and we, what I realize, are really fortunate because you don't see him like perform a lot, and we got to see him perform at Honeyland. And he was phenomenal. Like, why doesn't he perform more often? Like,
he was awesome. Yeah.
I don't know. He should be on his own little, maybe co-tour. He was really good. He did a great, great show.
So she is nominated. She has 5 nominations.
Oh, Chloe?
One of, good. So best R&B song for Do It.
Okay. Yeah, she did that at there.
Best Progressive R&B Album for Ungodly Hour.
Okay.
Best Traditional R&B Performance for Wonder What She Thinks of Me. And those are the highlights that were up there.
All right, girl. Yeah, she was good. Go ahead and get it. I liked her.
I know. I definitely enjoyed that as well. I enjoyed her as well.
Well, that answered my question, girl.
Yeah, and it looks like Coco Jones was nominated for something, too. But I...
Oh, she's in... Best New Artist. Which is a big category. So.
Okay. Yes.
Big category.
I liked me some Coco.
All right. So should we get into it? The different categories and who we...
Yeah, we can get into it. So we're only going to talk about how many?
We're going to talk about like 16 of them.
Okay, 16 of them. Okay.
So let's start like at the bottom and work our way to the big ones like they do in the show.
Okay. So what's the bottom?
Okay. Well, first I want to talk about, because it's not on our list, but the...
Comedy one?
Comedy ones.
Yeah, you've been talking about that.
Girl, because my hubby and I, we like comedy. We like stand-up comedy. Mm-hmm. And the Grammy always gives best comedy album.
Okay.
So there's five. So I'm going to see what you think. We know some of them. You may not have heard their actual one they're nominated for, but we all know a lot of them. Mm-hmm. Chris Rock for Selective Outrage on Netflix.
Okay.
Wanda Sykes, I Am an Entertainer, which is on Netflix.
Okay.
Trevor Noah, Wanda. I Wish You Would.
I like me some Trevor Noah.
Dave Chappelle, What's in a Name?
Okay, I like me some Dave.
And Sarah Silverman, Someone You Love.
I like Sarah Silverman too.
Yeah.
So I like all of them. And so my hot take, three glasses in.
Okay, hot take, go.
Is due to the controversy that happened, my gut is saying that Chris Rock is going to win.
Chris Rock is going to win?
That's what I feel like.
Okay.
Just because he got slapped in the face.
Who would you like to win in that category?
I like Chris Rock. I like Chappelle. Like, I like them all. I really like Trevor Noah. I don't know what it is. Like, Trevor Noah is just, like, funny to me.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess maybe because he's newer. Like, yeah. I feel like he needs to get the...
the bump.
Mm-hmm.
But he's hosting, so that would be kind of, like...
that would be even better.
You know, nobody who goes gets an award.
I know.
That's how the Grammy rolls.
I know. But that's probably not even going to be publicized. So he's going to get it on the backslide. So another reason why he might win.
So here's my hot take. My hot take is...
that Chris Rock is going to win it.
Chris Rock's was phenomenal. I really do like Chris Rock. I really like Dave Chappelle. Sorry, people who don't like Dave Chappelle. I like Dave Chappelle.
I like Dave Chappelle too. Wanda Sorry, guys, Sykes if you can hear the rain, it's downpouring here in South Texas.
It is. Wanda Sykes, I Am an Entertainer, was really good, too.
You did say Wanda Sykes. I do like her, too.
I have seen all of these. Here's what I think. I like Dave Chappelle. I think he would be, like, an obvious win because it's controversial that he would win. You know?
Mm-hmm.
I would like Chris Rock to win because Selective Outrage was so good, and you're not going to get... another Selective Outrage. It's very unique to this year.
Mm-hmm.
But Sarah Silverman will win, I think.
And why do you think she'll win?
She's been in the game a long time. She...
so has she not won?
I don't know her... I don't think she has won.
Okay.
She's a nominee three times, it says. So I don't think she's won. I think she's overdue for a win. And, hot take, she's not a comedian I've really liked in the past, but this special I thought was hilarious.
Hmm.
So there you go. That's my hot take.
I'm going to have to do some homework. I'm going to go home and watch some of these. I've seen some of these. I'm going to go watch some of the other ones, but I feel like Chris Rock is going to win it just because he got slapped in the face.
Gotcha.
On national TV.
So we'll see.
While hosting and didn't slap
him. You know, if he wins, Dave Chappelle's going to come up and slap him in the face.
And
it as
would,
a joke.
Yes, and I was about to say, and it would be a joke, and we would know that it was a joke.
They should all just jump him on stage. It would be funny.
All the comedians come up and slap him in the face one by one.
Mm-hmm. All right. So that was the off-ballot one that I was wanting to talk about. Okay. Let's go to music video first. How about that?
Music video. Which music video?
Okay. So I'm going to name them, and then we're going to go from there.
Okay. Let's go.
Here we go. We got I'm Only Sleeping, the Beatles.
Okay.
In Your Love, Tyler Childers.
Okay.
What Was I Made For? Billie Eilish.
Mm-hmm.
Count Me Out, Kendrick Lamar.
Mm-hmm.
And Rush by Troye Sivan.
So, because I didn't know all of the videos and I was trying to kind of be a little edumacated.
Okay.
But didn't have as much time. I only watched a few of these. Out of these five... my top two would be What Was I Made For, Billie Eilish, and Count Me Out, Kendrick Lamar.
Okay, fair enough.
Rush, I don't remember I'm Only Sleeping by the Beatles video. I might have seen it, might not have. And I definitely have not seen Tyler Childers in Your Love. So, sorry, Tyler. I'm going to go with You Lose by Default because I haven't seen it.
You Lose by Default? Because Dawn has not seen it. Apologies. Okay. All right. So I am going every category that Kendrick Lamar is nominated in, I am voting for him because he's been screwed over too many times. That's my boat. But we did just watch that video, and I liked that video.
I did like that video. It was really good, right? Yeah,
it was good. How he chuckled at his therapist, and
yeah,
they had a good laugh together.
Yeah, and she chuckled at him. She yeah. was like...
That was good.
And then she was like,
it was Helen Mirren.
You called me at 2 a.m.
Right? It was good. Okay. What was that about? So, music video, you're choosing who?
Yeah, I'm not choosing either. It's between those two.
No, you have to choose one. If you were a betting woman.
I was a betting woman. So, I like Kendrick Lamar, but because I like him, he's probably not going to win. So, I'm going to go with Billie Eilish.
Okay, you're going
to. You like how that goes? You like how I'm like, because I like him, it's not going to win.
You're hilarious. Mm-hmm. Okay, I, Neely, am going for Kendrick. I'm writing ours down, and we're going to see what happens. I'm going to go for Kendrick, but here's my other hot take.
Mm-hmm. Like that the Beatles are going to win?
The Beatles are going to win. Because
they're the Beatles?
Because they're the Beatles, and they always... I mean, they screwed the Beatles over on Abbey Road way back when, so they're owed a Grammy. Go.
They screwed Kendrick over, too.
What's the next one?
Are we going to do rap album or rock song?
Go to rap album.
Okay. Rap album, guys. These are the nominees. Her Loss, Drake and 21 Savage.
Mm-hmm.
Michael, Killer Mike. Heroes and Villains, Metro Boomin. King's Disease 3, Nas. And Utopia by Travis Scott.
So, I would like Killer Mike to win, but...
So y'all are probably gonna revoke my black card, but who's Metro Boomin?
I don't know. I think they're.
I would hate to dismiss him by default. I do like me some Killer Mike. I also like me some Drake and 21 Savage. So I don't know.
Okay, so he. Oh well, that's interesting.
What's interesting? What happened?
Professionally, so his real name is Leland Tyler Wayne.
Oh.
His professional name is Metro Boomin. He's an American record producer noted for his dark production style. He's regarded among the influential producers in modern hip-hop and trap music. He frequently collaborates with Future, The Weeknd, Travis Scott, Don Toliver, okay. 21 Savage. No. So, actually, and Gucci Mane. So, actually...
Okay, well, he might win.
I mean...
Go ahead, Heroes and Villains.
I mean, you know...
I feel like I need to go listen to it.
Do your thing. So,
this is what I'm going to say. Now that I know who Metro Boomin is, I'm going to go for Metro Boomin. I don't even know what it sounds like. That's the beauty of it.
That's who's going to win, then.
That's who's going to win. Yep. I don't even know what it sounds like. I feel like the one in the middle is the one that's going to win. So Metro Boomin, Villains and Creepers.
I think Travis Scott's going to win.
Villains and Heroes. I said Villains and Creepers.
Villains and Creepers. That's the next album. Stop. You are going, you need to stop.
Oh my God.
And that's where we're ending the show, guys. And we're done. Okay. I'm going to go Travis Scott. All right. Next, we're going rock album.
Sure. Let's do rock.
Or rock song. Sorry. Rock song. We're doing rock song that rewards the songwriter. So keep that in mind.
So who wrote the song, though?
The songwriter.
I know. So is it the person who's put out here? I know. I'm sorry, guys.
Yeah, I mean,
it's been a long week.
So let's just go through them.
Okay.
Angry by the Rolling Stones. Ballad of a Homeschooled Girl, Olivia Rodrigo. Mm-hmm. Emotion Sickness, Queens of the Stone Age. Not Strong Enough, Boy Genius. Rescued, Foo Fighters. Now here's my hot take. Any one of those could win.
I agree.
So.
Granted, I don't know who Queens of the Stone Age is.
They could win. Okay. But. I'm partial.
I know the other ones, though, guys.
I'm partial, so...
I'm doing good in this
write
category.
Me down for the Foo Fighters Rescued.
That's because you're the Foo Fighter queen. You love you some Foo Fighters.
But that song, it's a, like, it's one of those that you just, like, sing, scream at the top of your lungs when it gets to those parts.
Okay.
Do you know any of those?
The songs?
Yeah. Rock... song.
I know the writers,
okay,
but not so much the song. So I'm gonna go with
you're gonna blind pick it.
I'm gonna blind pick it
again. Go.
Yes, again. Go. So I feel like Foo Fighters or the Rolling Stones may or may not win. Meh. I don't know who Queen of Stone Age is, so can't really vote for them. And I don't know that I really heard of Boy Genius, but I did listen to Olivia Rodrigo and her. Okay. I like her her style. Now, I don't know if she has a ballad that'll make you scream and be angry and mad, but I feel like it's in her.
She has.
No, but some of the, like the one that I was listening to, she's very flowy and just, I feel like I could just be sitting in the rain outside right now with my glass of wine and water falling in it and just drinking
to her. Olivia Rodrigo, you need to go listen to her whole album then.
Okay. Well, the one song that I heard was like that. I felt like I needed to be outside in the rain listening to her.
Go do that later.
Yes. So, but yes, that's who I'm going to go vote for. Is Olivia Rodrigo.
I got Foo Fighters, so that's
and they'll probably win because it's the Foo Fighters.
No, Rolling Stones will probably win.
Well, I said that too. That was the first one that I said was the Rolling Stones. Country album? Or are we doing rap performance? Let's just go across
rap performance.
Rap performance, guys. So we have the Hillbillies, Baby Keem featuring Kendrick Lamar.
Boom.
Love Letter, Black Thought, Rich Flex, Drake, and 21 Savage. Scientists and Engineers. Ooh, I want to be a scientist and engineer. Killer Mike featuring Andre 3000, Future, and Aaron Allen Kane. Play Us, Coi Leray.
Okay, so who I want to win is...
Killer Mike.
Baby Keem and featuring Kendrick Lamar for the Hillbillies. Who I think will win is Rich Flex, Drake, and 21 Savage.
Hmm. Okay.
Because that song is pretty good. Now,
who I want to win because I'm the nerdy mathematician and just the title of it is Science and Engineers. I feel like that's
a good song.
You know,
I don't know about the performance of it, but it's a good
song. I don't
know
about the performance of it either. I haven't seen any of them perform.
And Players was a big song this year. I don't know about the performance of it, but I liked
the Hillbillies.
I really like the Hillbillies. I think Rich Flex would win because it's just such a good... I mean, it's a good jam. Yeah,
I
was going
to say, Rich Flex I like. I, again, hadn't seen the performance of it, but yeah. I like. But just the nerdy side of me and the mathematical side of me, I'm going to vote for...
So I have to write that down for you.
Scientists and Engineers.
Gotcha.
Scientists and Engineers.
Okay. Country album.
I know, one of the country albums.
I'll go through them. Rolling Up The Welcome Mat, Kelsey Ballerini, Brothers Osborne, Zach Bryan, Rustin in the Rain, Tyler Childers, and Bell Bottom Country, Lainey Wilson.
The one that I know is Zach Bryan. So I'm going to go with Zach Bryan.
That's who I think will win too.
I don't know the other ones. So that's
no, I just think that'll win because he had that. Okay, so
country. Now we're flipping over. Oh.
Country, that was album.
That was country album.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Both of us say Zach Bryan. Okay, go. Mm-hmm. What's the next one?
R&B song. Rewards go. To the songwriter.
Songwriter. Okay, go.
Angel. Haley. Or Haley. Yeah, I'm going to go with that's Haley. Back to Love. Robert Glasper featuring Sir and Alex Isley. I See You. Coco Jones. On My Mama. Victoria Monet. And Snooze SZA.
Mm.
That's a hard one.
I See You, Coco Jones is who I'm picking.
That's who I'm picking. So the
that song is so good.
I know. Like I said, Coco Jones, like I had never heard of her until Honeyland. And now I can't not hear her.
She just got up there and sang.
Mm-hmm.
And someone can just get up there and sing without any, like, you don't have the production. You don't have da-da-da-da-da-da. I mean, it was just as good as when you listen to it on the song on the whatever your the Apple record, or the whatever. Apple, yep. She sounded like that on stage.
She did.
I don't know what they can do up there and make you sound good, but
exactly. They all. So the crazier part is, I think they picked the artists that actually had the voices only because all of the artists
that
performed
could sing.
Sounded exactly like what because we had the play mix and we were listening to it on the way up and the way back, agree with that. And they. Wholeheartedly sounded just like the song.
And it didn't feel like a lip sync.
No.
Because they would do, I don't know.
I mean, different. Down to Mary. Like, it was like, oh, okay. Yes, get it, Mary. Because you could tell that she was singing because there was some moment I was like, okay. She was like, I need a break.
Okay, so that was R&B.
That was R&B song. So you're doing Latin pop album.
And hold on. R&B song
mm-hmm.
goes to the songwriter.
Mm-hmm.
So both of us are going with that.
But I really felt that you liked you. You had a whole thing about Victoria Monet on My Mama, and she's a songwriter for that one. You're still with ICU?
I do. I still think ICU should win.
Okay. I just thought I had to throw it out there because we were jamming to On My Mama.
I mean, that's a jam, but I mean, okay. Here we are.
Here we are.
We Latin pop. Can I say, I don't really know. Can we skip this one? I mean, I'm going to pick somebody by name if I'm going to pick them.
Okay.
I might pick Maluma.
Well, you have Don to give Juan. The, you have to give the, you have to say.
You're make me do these, all these.
Okay, La so Corta. I'll do it. Latin pop Hoya. Album.
Pablo.
La Crota Joya. Pablo Alboran. I guess is how that goes.
Alboran.
Beautiful yeah. Humans, Volume 1, El Amor. Ciegas, Paula Arenas, La Neta, Pedro Capo, Don Juan, Maluma, Ex-Me, Gabby Moreno. So I like the name Gabby, so I'm going to go with Ex-Me, Gabby Moreno.
You are crazy. Okay, so I'm going Maluma, you're going Gabby.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Why? Because you're the Don Juan.
What?
I don't know. I just feel like saying
okay,
that.
Anyway, let's go on, guys.
Yes,
on to the next one. Pop vocal album. Chemistry, Kelly Clarkson, Endless Summer Vacation, Miley Cyrus, Guts, Olivia Rodrigo, Subtract, Ed Sheeran, Midnights, Taylor Swift.
So I feel like Kelly Clarkson is pop. She's been around for a while, but I really am not like, Kelly Clarkson. Ed Sheeran, I feel like he's always around too, but... Tay-Tay, I know we got all the Swifties and with Super Bowl coming up and her dating Kelsey and him in the Super Bowl. But I feel like she's probably going to be the one that wins because of all of that. But that's not who I'm voting for. Miley Cyrus, I didn't realize a lot of the songs that had been jamming to were her.
Hilarious.
Which is really funny. Because again, guys, when I listen to music... typically streaming somewhere, and I'm not looking at what's playing because I'm working or doing whatever. So I don't know who's singing it. I don't know what it's called. It's just playing in the background, and I'm jamming. Mm-hmm. So fast forward, I'm hearing, it wasn't a stupid song. What was the song that we listened to by my
Flowers.
Flowers. I was like, Flowers? What's Flowers? And so I played it. I was like, oh, I know that song. Oh, Miley sung that? Like, it was one of those type things. And so I discovered that I like Miley. So I feel like Miley would win just because her... And then my daughter also educated me on some of the songs.
So who are you voting for?
I'm going to go... But I like Olivia Rodrigo. But I feel like Taylor will probably win. But I like Miley and Olivia. And if I had to choose... For pop vocal, Miley's more poppy than Olivia, I feel like, in the few songs I've heard of both. So I'm going to go with Miley. I don't know. You're giving me the evil eye. Whatever. So I'm going to go with Miley, even though I feel like Taylor's going to win. Go for it.
Your Ed turn. Sheeran is going to win that one.
You think?
I listened to that whole album. It's so good. Subtract. Mm-hmm. I really liked it.
I like Ed Sheeran, but he's been around for a while, and I just feel like...
Don't be a hater just because he's been around. So is Miley. Since she was a kid.
But she was in Hannah Montana. She wasn't really like, you know, doing
I'm being thing. Silly. I know. I can see. I think pop vocal, I would say second, I would pick Miley. She has great vocals on, I think, just the album. Like, on Flowers alone, it's great. So, that whole album, yeah, go ahead and give it to her.
Okay.
Go ahead and give it to her.
Give it.
Okay, where are we going next? We're going to go all the way over. Pop duo group performance.
Well, how about we're not doing the traditional pop vocal album? Where did you just go?
You want me to go left. Okay. Yeah. Traditional pop vocal album.
Mm-hmm.
The nominees are To Steve with Love, Liz Callaway Celebrates Sondheim, Liz Callaway.
Mm-hmm.
Pieces of Treasure, Ricky Lee Jones.
I like that one.
Bewitched, Lauve.
Mm-hmm.
Holidays Around the World, Pentatonix.
Oh, Pentatonix. I love the Pentatonix.
Only the Strong Survive, Bruce Springsteen.
Oh, he's about to win because he's Bruce Springsteen.
Sondheim Unplugged, The New York City Sessions, Volume 3, Various Artists.
So I love the Pentatonics, and that's who I would vote for. But again? I feel like Bruce Springsteen.
You said Pentatonics, and then I think you tried to mix Pentatonics and Bruce Springsteen together. Did. Oh, that was phenomenal. Okay.
So I like the Pentatonics.
Okay.
I feel like they should win just because they're amazeballs. However,
by pop vocal,
traditional pop vocal. They're not very traditional with their and they're harmonizing and everything else, which is why I feel like Bruce Springsteen might win. But I'm going to go with the Pentatonics.
I think Pentatonics should win too. I really like Laufey's, but Bewitched. So that's a tough one. I mean, Bruce Springsteen's Bruce Springsteen too, so
That's what I'm saying.
Do I go with who I think's gonna win? Who I think's gonna win is
Bruce Springsteen.
No,
but you gotta go for who you want to. You gotta do with your opinion. It doesn't matter who we believe is gonna win. What is your opinion?
Pop. Hold on, how are these other people in pop tradition?
I don't know. I guess
I'm confused by this category.
You and me both, my dear. You and me both. But you gotta pick one.
I'm gonna go Pentatonics.
Okay, so we both did the Pentatonics.
And that was traditional pop vocal.
Okay,
go.
Now we can do pop duo group performance. And the nominees are 1,000 Miles, Miley Cyrus featuring Brandy Carlile. Candy Necklace, Lana Del Rey featuring Jon Batiste. Never Felt So Alone, Labyrinth featuring Billie Eilish. Karma, Taylor Swift featuring Ice Spice. Really? They did something together? Okay.
I'm going to give you a hot take.
Ghost in the Machine, SZA featuring Phoebe Bridgers. So, very interesting the combinations of these duos.
Karma.
Mm-hmm.
That's my vote. Boom.
Why? Because it's Taylor and the Crazy Girl.
And I'm not a Swiftie. Ladies and gentlemen, Neely Hogan Jones is not a Swiftie. In so much that, like, I don't listen to Taylor Swift. Like, but when I heard Karma, there's three songs that I really like of Taylor Swift. And based on those three songs, the girl can write some songs. Karma.
Sorry.
She's going to listen to Karma.
I was trying to low-key listen to it on
Karma,
the side.
Two things. Mm-hmm. Karma should win, I think. And it's the only way Ice Spice should win.
Okay, guys, we're going to listen to it.
Only 10 seconds.
Yes, this is good. Okay. I like the beat. I'll give you some beat. We got the heaven and the devil.
Okay, cut it.
Okay.
If you don't cut it.
Okay, so...
So you go back, but listen to that song, but watch the lyrics with it. Like, read the lyrics.
So I was listening to the lyrics, and
the lyrics are good. They're okay. Good. They're
the
good.
The intro of the lyrics. Okay. Okay. I don't really...
But it's the only way I will allow Ice Spice to get the Grammy.
So... The funnier part is on these duos, I know the artists, but I couldn't tell you the duo songs.
Oh, okay.
So I'm going to randomly just pick somebody because why not randomly pick somebody? And I was really feeling some Lana Del Rey earlier, and I was really feeling some Jon Batiste. So I'm going to go with Candy Necklace.
Candy Necklace.
Probably aren't going to win, but that's what I'm going with.
I wouldn't count them out.
That's what I'm going with. I like both of them, so having them together on a song, I feel like we should vote for them.
Okay. That's what I like it. With. I like it. I like that as another choice.
Yes.
So we're going to pop.
Oh, yes. This is the one that I watched all of the songs for.
Pop solo performance.
Mm-hmm.
Flowers, Miley Cyrus. Paint the Town Red, Doja Cat. What Was I Made For, Billie Eilish. Vampire, Olivia Rodrigo. Antihero, Taylor Swift.
So, on this one, guys, mm-hmm. I liked all of the songs. I don't really think that I identify with pop, but, you know, whatever. However, if I had to pick one to win...
Yes.
I was really feeling Vampire, so I'm going to go with Olivia Rodrigo.
Olivia. I'm going to say it. And some people are not going to like it.
Okay, well, go ahead. Say what you're going to say.
Anti-Hero should win that one.
Okay, I did like Anti-Hero.
It should. I'm going to say it.
Like I said, the vampire, I was feeling that one. I don't know what it was, but at the moment when I listened to it, that's what I was feeling. So.
Okay, I like it, though. I like both of those choices. It's a good, I would say this, that's a tough category.
It is a very...
Because Billie Eilish's performance of What Was I Made For is like a tearjerker, so they're all good.
They were.
New artist.
New artist. So we have Gracie Abrams. We have Fred again. Ice Spice, which is Neely's favorite performer. Jelly Roll. Coco Jones. Noah Kahan. Victoria Monet. And The War and Treaty. So, guys, she told me, because I didn't know all of the new artists. I knew some of them, but not all of them. So she recommended that I listen to The War and Treaty. And if you have not listened to them, highly recommend. They sing-tell. I don't know if it's sing-tell is the word that I'm looking for. But they have a message. And that's what I like about them is their message. Mm-hmm. I don't know that I liked the beat. Like, you have to be in the mood for it. I don't.
Yeah, for sure.
You
know what I mean?
But the message that they were providing.
Yes.
I definitely appreciate it. And their voices are amazing.
Oh, they just get you.
Yes. Their voices are amazing.
Okay.
I love me some Victoria Monet. Yes. Hey. Hey, yep. Girl. Hey. Jelly Roll. I have listened to some of his songs in For Country. I'm not into that, but he's a pretty good man. I'll give him his flowers. Mm-hmm. And Gracie Abrams, like her. Don't know who Fred again is. Didn't have a chance to listen to that. Ice Spice, listen to her. Can't say that she's in my fave.
So she's your fave too?
No, I mean, you know, I feel like that's Neely's fave, and I'm not going to take that away from her. So you can have Ice Spice. I'm good. I'm good. My vote is Coco Jones. I love me some Coco again.
This is going to be our last podcast. It's going to be the last podcast that you're ever going to hear from us.
Why, Neely, are you not feeling Coco?
Our outro will be Ice Spice, and that will be it for us. Oh, okay. So you're picking who?
Coco.
You are, Coco, really? You're going to go with the underdog there.
I am going with the underdog. I love me some Coco. Like I said... I love me some Coco. Like,
do you think she will win?
Probably not, but that's who I want to win.
Who do you think will win? That's who you want to win. That's who you're going to pick.
Jelly Roll.
That's who I think is going to win, too. I think Jelly Roll is going to win.
But who do you want to win?
I would like to see three other people or groups.
So through.
I would like to see Coco Jones. I would like to see Victoria Monet. I would really like to see the Warren Treaty win.
Okay.
But when I say I think Jelly Roll will win, I'm not discounting how good his songs are. His voice is really good. He's like a heart-wrenching. He's been through it. You can tell. And he puts it in his songs. So Jelly Roll, he's good. He deserves to win. And I'm not a country fan. I'm not a huge country fan. So
okay.
That's my take. Ice Spice can go...
win. I don't know. You know, your words aren't computing.
She can not show up. If that's be fine.
Oh, so no Ice Spice for you? I thought that was your favorite.
She can. That's what I said. Okay, so let's go on.
Okay, so we're going to Record of the Year?
For our final podcast.
Everybody's like, we're not listening to y'all ever again. Your bonus sucks. So the Record of the Year?
Okay, let's go Record of the Year. No, whatever. Album, record, go.
Okay. Oh, no. Oh,
or is it
album
my turn?
Of the year. Sorry. Album. Yes.
Okay.
I believe it is your turn. Yes.
Album of the year, and it rewards the album's performance and production. And here we go, guys. There are eight of them. World Music Radio, John Baptiste. Mm. The Record, Boy Genius. Endless Summer Vacation, Miley Cyrus. Did you know that there's a tunnel under Ocean Boulevard? Lana Del Rey.
I did not know that.
The Age of Pleasure, Janelle Monáe.
Ah, I like me some Janelle Monáe.
Guts, Olivia Rodrigo. Midnights, Taylor Swift. SOS, SZA.
Okay. So, I like me some SZA.
Okay.
I like me some Olivia. I like me some Janelle. I like me some Lana. I like me some Miley. And very I like me some female John. Female
heavy.
Yes. Well, no, I said John.
No, very female heavy category.
Yeah, there's only two guys. Again, guys, I'm really feeling me sending my SZA accident back. Like, I feel like they were trying to tell me something.
That's what you did.
So, because I feel like they're trying to tell me something, I feel like I should vote for SZA album of the year. So that's what I'm going to do, even though I haven't heard the whole album. I've heard a lot of the songs on there, but not the whole one. But I love me some Janelle Monáe. So I am torn between the two.
This is album or
album of the year? This is album of the year.
So you have to think about it for performance and production.
I know. And I don't know anything about either of the performances or the production. I just know what they sound like. So there's that.
Is that who you're picking?
Janelle and SZA.
Performance and production on this one. I'm going to go Lana Del Rey. I'm going to go Lana Del Rey on that one. Just because the whole album.
Okay.
Pretty confidently, actually. And then I'm going to get a big fat loss in that.
You're so funny. You're so funny. So, record of the year. Neely, what's that? What are the nominees for that one? It rewards a song's performance and production.
Okay, so here we go.
So this is just song, right?
Just songs, performance, and production.
So, okay. Yes. So the record is for the song,
yes.
Not the record.
Because song of the year rewards the songwriter. This record is like everything to make it.
Okay.
Right? With all that considered. Worship by John Baptiste.
Mm-hmm.
Not Strong Enough, Boy Genius, Flowers, Miley Cyrus, What Was I Made For, Billie Eilish, On My Mama, Victoria Monet, Vampire, Olivia Rodrigo, Anti-Hero, Taylor Swift, Kill Bill, SZA.
Okay, guys. So on this one, for me, watching 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 of the 8, I'm going to go with On My Mama, Victoria Monet.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I liked her video.
All right, girl.
I liked her video.
I am going with Billie Eilish on that one.
You like that video? She just sat in front of a desk.
Everything about it.
Okay.
The sound, everything. To me, it's just good. I don't know.
Okay.
As BJ, my husband, would say, I like whisper songs. Okay. Okay, so you're going Victoria.
I'm going Victoria Monet. Okay,
I'm going Billie.
Final one of the night.
Go.
It's the big one. It's the song of the year.
And we got Dramatic Thunder in the background for that
we
one.
We did. And it rewards the songwriter. So we have A&W, Lana Del Rey, Jack Antonoff, Lana Del Rey, and Sam Dew songwriters. Anti-Hero, Taylor Swift, Jack Antonoff, and Taylor Swift songwriters. Butterfly, John Baptiste, and Dan Wilson, songwriters. Dance the Night, Barbie, Dua Lipa, Carolyn Eileen, Dua Lipa, Mark Ronson, and Andrew Wyatt, songwriters. Flowers, Miley Cyrus, Gregory Aldehin, and Michael Pollack, songwriters. Kill Bill, SZA, Rob Bissell, Carter Lang, and Solana Rowe, songwriters. Vampire, Olivia Rodrigo, Danielle Negro, and Olivia Rodrigo, songwriters. What Was I Made For? Barbie, Billie Eilish, O'Connell, and Phineas O'Connell, songwriters. I still love that they're brother and sister and write songs together. That is so amazing. Mm-hmm. I also like that Jack Antonoff is like nominated for two different songs, one by Lana Del Rey and one with Taylor Swift. So that's kind of cool.
Rewards the songwriter, and don't think that
I didn't see that SZA's. You know, she wasn't the songwriter of that one, whereas everybody else was the songwriter in theirs, which is kind of cool and interesting as well. So Neely, what's your pick?
Okay, this one for me is a tough one.
Mm-hmm.
Because I really like songwriters' songs.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense? Like, I like groups that write their songs. I like people who write their songs, like, so actually like a lot of these songs. So I'm like, they all could win. I would say Antihero, Vampire, What Was I Made For, and Flowers. And I think Flowers is like fourth in that group. I think Antihero, Vampire, and What Was I Made For. Honestly, like, that's a three-way tie. I don't know how they vote for that.
I don't either. I love me some Flowers. I will agree with you. I did like Butterfly. I listened to that one by John Buckley.
It was very pretty.
It was a very pretty song.
I know who I'm going to vote for.
Okay, well, I asked you, so what are you going to vote for?
Antihero. Okay. It's just clever. That just popped in my head. It's clever.
So, knowing the story because of my daughter.
Flowers for you. Okay. I respect that. I respect all of that. Flowers. I wouldn't be mad.
Because guess what? I can buy myself flowers, too.
I wouldn't be mad at that song winning. I wouldn't. That song was a great written song. Okay. So, Dawn's got Flowers.
I have Flowers.
And that was my jam. Neely's hot take. I can't believe I voted for Taylor Swift this much.
You voted for her a lot.
But I have to judge the song, right?
Yeah.
You have to judge the songs and the albums as you listen to them. So.
Exactly. So that is our take on...
Who do you want to win the Super Bowl?
We're not there yet.
Speaking of Taylor Swift.
We're not there
girl, yet. Girl, you know that girl has what she has to do, though? Did you hear? Concert in Japan the night before the Super Bowl. So she has to get on a red eye and go back. But she...
Well, she doesn't have to.
She gained some hours on the way back, so she's good.
Well, she doesn't have to.
Pretty but much the NFL kind of, is she, requiring her to be there.
But she would kind of be that girl if she's
that girlfriend. Like, what, she too tired to come to the Super Bowl? What?
Oh, Kelsey, your girl can't even come support you on your biggest night.
They're going to lose.
Because that's his only biggest night. You know what I mean? Like, that's the showdown.
Like, the biggest night.
Yeah, exactly.
There is no bigger night.
Exactly.
Oh, that's funny. Well, that was fun.
That was fun. So thanks for listening to our take bonus edition on the Grammys.
And let us know what you think and tell us if you know any controversies that make you really mad.
Exactly. Thanks for listening to A Glass and Sass.